Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, this book I have in my hands, it's called Lantern Smoke. It's a beautiful new children's book based on an autobiographical poem about a young boy sent away by his family to build a future abroad, to find a new and hopeful place to call home. And it's a story of love, of family and of resilience. And the author of this book, Dagogo Hart, is with me here in the studio to tell me all about it. You're so welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. You're living in my county, in County Leash.
Yes, we were discussing,
but that's not where it started. For you in Ireland?
Yeah, started in Tralee. So moved from Lagos to Tralee. So you can imagine moving from a city with 20 million to a town with 20,000.
Yeah, and why did that happen? Tell me about that.
Well, I got a scholarship to study abroad from this agency in Nigeria. And so I had to do a year in Tralee and then move on to college, UCC in Cork. And so I came at 16, you know, full of excitement.
Alone?
Yeah, my family was still in Nigeria. I came with a group of other students, but pretty much alone. I didn't know any of them. So yeah, full of excitement, but also like dread of the coming years.
And how did your family feel about saying goodbye to you when you were 16?
I think my mom was very excited because like it was such a big opportunity. She was like, okay, like my future is secure in that way where I'm going to, you know, study, get my degree abroad and it's going to open more opportunities for me. But at the same time, I'm the first of all her kids. I was only 16. You know, I've never lived away from home. She looked after me all this year. So she was also a little bit scared. So she was coming pretty much like every 6 months to see me just to make sure I was still alive when I first moved.
And you went on then to study pharmacy. Is that right?
I did. I studied pharmacy in UCC in Cork. And then I moved to Dublin after that.
But your life has taken an interesting turn into the arts, hasn't it? Because this
it
book,
has.
This book started life as a poem, am I right?
It did. It existed as a poem for like almost 5 years before, you know, we decided to turn it into a children's book. And when I moved to Dublin, I'd always written here and there, but I knew I wanted to take my writing more seriously. So I started performing poetry in open mics here and there. And it just kind of like snowballed after. I just started getting more and more opportunities. Mm-hmm. People thought I was really good and I'm really grateful for that. And and we're here today, you know, doing art professionally.
And is art your life now?
It is. In more ways than one. I mean, as a job, as a professional, I get to do what I love in terms of writing, creating. The book is one thing, but I also still perform poetry. I write plays, I write screenplays. But also in terms of just existing as a human, I think writing has always been that way of me to express myself, which is kind of like cliche to say, but it's a thing that's kept me going in more ways than one. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful for that.
So, I mean, obviously you're in a happy place now and I know you're married and you
yes.
have a child and life, I hope, is good for you. But this book takes us back to a different time when it was really difficult.
Yeah, I mean, as you can imagine, like moving to a new country on your own, you know, I mean, drastically different climates, weather-wise, like culture-wise, everything. At 16, it can be quite difficult. And the book kind of touches on that experience of moving to a new place and what it's like trying to find home, trying to integrate, trying to, you know, assimilate into a new place. So yes, it was quite difficult. But I think at the end of the day, especially towards the end of the book, you realize that it is that the journey is tough, but you do end up finding home, especially in a place like Ireland where family and you know, community is such a big deal. I think you do end up finding home.
And what was it like being a teenager, a black teenager arriving in Tralee, trying to find your home?
It was tough, but I am grateful for the people that I did find. I remember standing outside my students' accommodation and this other black kid was walking past and he stopped at me. He was like, "Who are you? I know all the black people in Tralee. I don't know you." And then I became really close with him and his family. All of us did, really. And we spent Christmas at his house. It was great. So it was tough and it's not the easiest thing, but you do end up finding family. You do end up finding home. And I think that's what the book is trying to say, that even though it is tough, like it is possible.
And Ireland is home now.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, I live live in Port Leash. So yeah, I have a nice house. I have a wife. I have a son. And yeah, I'm very, very grateful for that.
Because I think in your younger years before you came here, you had dreams of going to an Ivy League school in the United States. So your ambition was very different to where you found yourself.
Yes. I thought I was going to probably go to Harvard or something, you know, be like the top neurosurgeon in the world. I didn't know I was going to become a writer. But that's what happens though when you're you know, forced to choose what you want to do with the rest of your life at such a young age. It kind of takes time for you to discover who you are and what it is that you love and what your passions are. And I'm very grateful for how things turned out. I couldn't have wished any better, you know.
So tell me then when it clicked for you. I mean, I think about that boy standing outside the student accommodation to where you are now. Can you identify a point where you said, okay, now I feel like I'm home?
I think it was when my son was born. I remember when we got home from the hospital and I said to my wife, I think I'm going to leave my job. And for me, what that meant was I was finally going to accept that this was my home and I'm going to do everything possible to make the best life for myself and my family here. And so leaving pharmacy was that, okay, well, if I become an artist in Ireland, there's no going anywhere else to become an artist because I'll have to start again. Whereas pharmacy, I can just kind of like take my degree up and leave, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think after my son was born, I realized that I wanted to create a legacy for him here, something that he could look up to and aspire to as an Irish man as well.
That's a very brave move.
Yeah,
you know, when your child is born, that you're going to say, I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to be a poet and an author and try and make a living from that.
I know. I know. But my wife thought the same.
Did she object?
No. She's been very, very supportive. Extremely. I couldn't ask for a better partner. Mm-hmm. She's been very supportive.
And it's working, which is great to hear. Racism is a problem in Ireland and we hear a lot about it. You know, the Indian community were in the headlines in recent times, some of them very frightened, you know, having horrible experiences here. How do you deal with that aspect of your adopted home of Ireland?
I think it's similar to what the book is trying to say. It's the idea of finding, you know, finding your people, finding home and finding culture. Like, racism is a problem, yes, but I've met loads of great people that have been so kind and so good to me. I did a project a few years ago with Poetry Island talking about the idea of home as well. And what a lot of those interviews showed me from the people is yes, all these things are happening, but there's also loads of people that are doing so many good to counteract that. And all we can do is use lights to outshine the darkness. Mm-hmm. That's all we're trying to do.
I mean, we do hear that these are isolated incidents. The fear is that the isolated incidents are growing.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, like we're not trying to like say they're not happening or hide them or say Ireland, there's no racism in Ireland. But the problem is we're not going to try and win anybody over by out screaming them and being more angry than they are. There can't be two angry people in the boat, you know. So for me, I think love is the answer. Hate is not the answer. Love is the answer. So finding people that love you, that you love, that you call family, your own community and all those things, and let those things be the things that grow and foster. And if it comes from, you know, intentional, you know, government bodies trying to build these communities, then so be it. But that is the answer, not more hate.
Well, listen, it's a beautiful book and thank you for coming talk to us about it. It's called Lantern Smoke by Dagogo Hart with illustrations by Anita Schmidt.